sort of fitting right after the Super Bowl that Eric Schneiderman, the New York Attorney General, is going after unfair ticket policies.
Yeah, the state in 2007 got rid of basically the caps on ticket scalping. So basically they can be resold for any value. The Attorney General recently put out a report that showed that it's made it much harder for everyday people to get tickets when these scalpers are using basically robots, online robots, to get as many tickets as they can and then reselling them way above face value. Two state senators, Dan Squadron and Brad Hoyleman, have asked for a legislative hearing into the issue. Given that the scalping laws expire May 14th, they want to place caps back on resale of tickets.
You've also written up about Marco Rubio's third-party support, the presidential candidate, and sort of the weight he's pulling from the Republicans in this race.
Yeah, the state conservative party met for their annual conference in Albany last week, and they took an informal private secret ballot. And Rubio came in second, way ahead of Cruz, only behind Donald Trump. The longtime state conservative party chairman, Mike Long, told me that many of the party leaders support Rubio. They think he's the one who could beat Hillary Clinton or any of the Democrats, while a lot of the activists and rank-and-file members are still backing Donald Trump.
And Preet Bharara, the U.S. attorney, is making a visit to Albany, and he'll be coming into WAMC, but he's making a couple of other stops along the way.
Yeah, the man who has sent shivers down the spines of anyone in Albany who's an elected official is coming to Albany really for the first time. He's got three public appearances, including, as you said, on WAMC, but also he's going to address the New York Conference of Mayors, and then what's really going to get tongues wagging, he's going to attend the swearing-in of the new chief judge, Janet DeFiore, and will be in the same room as Governor Cuomo, someone who he has been investigating, and recently said, recently said there was insufficient evidence to bring charges against on his handling of the Moreland Commission.
I'm sure everyone will be interested in that. Thanks very much, Ken.
Anytime. Be well.